I'm Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, joined now by Chris Cuellar. Chris is the communications director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I've known him for many more years due to our common affiliation with school at Iowa State University. But Chris, the IHSAA and the Girls Union both releasing a tentative spring schedule, and we're talking on Monday, so it was earlier today. Let our listeners know some of the latest as it, in regards to the key dates that are coming up and the way that both the union and association are moving forward.
Yeah, Andrew, great to talk with you. Great to have an opportunity kind of to spread the word a little bit, too. Usually we get to spread it a little bit more in person, going out to some of these events that are supposed to be taking place right now. But unfortunately, this methodology is going to have to do for everybody for now. With the recommended school closure date that the governor provided and then the Department of Education is following through April 30th, at the Athletic Association and with the Girls Union released a first practice date schedule today that has practices for spring sports starting on Friday, May 1st. Then most competition dates start that next week. It's definitely a condensed lead up time for all of our sports. After our sport administrators consulted with coaches, ADs, the coaches associations and some of their advisory committee members, they kind of determined something is better than nothing, and they understand the crunch that everybody's up against, and we're really fortunate that a lot of our athletic directors and a lot of our programs have been willing to be extremely flexible with some of this scheduling. And starting May 1st is even kind of a tentative thing for us, maybe a little bit helpful, but this is what we've got, and the dates we kind of laid out, those are available throughout our website. It pushes all the state tournament dates into June, which will definitely look a little different, especially with track and field. And, soccer usually goes into June, but track and field and golf kind of going a little bit later in the year than people are used to. It's a couple weeks later now. Those are going to be big changes, and we're just hopeful that we can try and make them happen.
Well, and then the next question right there based on schedule is the sports that weren't mentioned, that would be baseball and softball, both of which really didn't have a strong start date until May. But obviously there's a considerable overlap with a lot of multi-sport athletes. What is the latest with baseball and softball and the current guidance that you're adhering to with the summer sports?
So as of right now, like as we're talking on Monday afternoon, there's no change. Their scheduling is going to be the same because it is so much later. There is that overlap right now as the schedule exists. However, administrators from both our organization and the Girls Union are talking with their advisory committees this week and going to try and formulate a plan. So you might see some updates in the coming weeks when we maybe sort out a little bit more of what that looks like. Not just for the practice and start dates, but with those state tournament facilities. As of today, those dates are unchanged.
The other question becomes, and I think this is part of the release that you had sent out, that there is certainly some, I guess, local control, so to speak, with regular seasons and conferences. What has been the general outline and guidance to athletic directors and our conferences when it relates to the regular season, so to speak, for our spring and trying to get those schedules established so that we can also have a postseason with districts and regionals leading into state tournaments?
Just that we trust them and we trust them to make the right decisions for their programs and the dates that they can take on. Just because we have the first competition date set for May 4th everybody needs to start by May 4th. And just because we have 12 dates set aside for track and field, typically in the regular season, doesn't mean people should try or will try to put 12 dates between May 4th and what we currently have laid out for the state qualifying meet, which is May 28th. We trust them to make the right decisions, and we know that there's going to be some flexibility required. If school returns, school hours and some of those condensed schedules are going to apply to school activities. We didn't want to impose anything upon the districts because we wanted them to make the best decisions for their programs.
And now in terms of the postseason sites, I know that a lot of them had already been established for track, for example. I'm talking to you from Pella. That's always been a traditional site. I know that golf had released those prior to the changes. It sounds like there's not a whole lot of changes yet with venues, and there's still a lot to be determined when it comes to where some of these things are located. Is that accurate?
That's exactly right, Andrew. So track and field, we've been fortunate. You shouldn't see too many changes there. A lot of ADs, I think they're doing a lot of juggling, and this is one other thing that they're juggling on. I think the sport you might see most, we have sectionals and district dates set now for golf. And golf courses are already pretty difficult, whether they're public or private, to get certain availabilities. You might see a little bit of movement there, but we're going to try and keep the districts or sections the same or similar to make all that work for everybody involved. As of right now, again, Monday afternoon, our state tournament venues are the same, but that's a possibility that exists as well, depending on what kind of guidance we get from those facilities and from the Department of Public Health on mass gatherings 8 to 10 weeks from now.
I'm Andrew Schneider here with Chris Cuellar. He's the communications director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, talking about spring activities and sports. And Chris, you talked about mass gatherings. That's kind of my next question is, are we going to see anything in regards to guidance as it relates to crowd sizes or as it relates to maybe team rosters, understanding that probably on April 30th, even if we're back in school or whatever it might be, that there may be some limitations to that? Is that kind of an ongoing process, or where are we at when it comes to having crowds and gatherings of people?
Yeah, this might be unsatisfactory to some folks who want like a specific answer, but we're just awaiting guidance on it. We don't know what that return to school will look like if it takes place on May 1st. And we don't know what transportation might look like for those districts or what certain sports might be able to do or not do at this time. We want to follow guidance from the Department of Public Health, from the governor's office, even from the CDC. Who has said no mass gatherings over 50 people for 8 weeks, and that was only 3 weeks ago. So if you want to do the math, that extends somewhat into early May. So we're hoping to have a little bit more information as we get a little bit closer to before we, you know, maybe set aside some very specific guidance on what that might look like at each event.
Well, and so far the direction from both the union and the association has been no school in person or in building, no activities. What kind of flexibility, if any, will there be if there is some sort of change, let's say May 1st? I assume these are, again, nothing permanent, but May 1st, there's a limited return to school, or there's still online, but it becomes required. You know, kind of where does the activities part align with the school, and how closely should we be watching what the governor's recommendations are coming up in late April to see how you will proceed ultimately if there is another delay or if there's some sort of restriction imposed on being in buildings?
That's a great question. And that one actually has kind of a simple answer, which is that our members are high schools. So we go as they go. If they can't be in session, or if they can't have activities at their facilities, or if they can't do in-person activities, we can't either. So that makes the decision pretty clear cut for us. So depending on what the governor and the Department of Education indicate as we go on in April, you'll see guidance from us coming shortly after that.
And the other question becomes, if this goes much further, let's say, for example, many people may know that our models that are showing COVID-19 shows that our spread and our peak is probably going to be later than most of the country, which may spill into early May, which may extend additional school closures. At what point do you think, or at what point is the guidance going to determine if we have a spring season? And again, a lot of these questions still have some uncertainty to them, but I think that's been a huge question, is at what point do we give up on spring or summer or whatever it might be?
Sure. So we don't have like a firm drop dead date. I can't give you one yet on when we would stop spring sports or say there will be no spring sports. This schedule that we released today can be flexible throughout early May. And whether that means an even more shortened season, you know, that's to be determined. But what I would tell you is that if school was canceled through the remainder of the school year, and in Iowa this year, that's through that first week of June, it would be very difficult to have any kind of spring sports and for us to try and plan anything to even put teams and kids together when schools aren't open and there are no facilities available through the beginning of June. Not a date that we're saying that is it, exit out, but that seems like it would be fairly untenable.
Well, and overall, you know, I think that this is just one of many facets of the anxiety that people have, considering the major life changes that it's hard to believe that I ran into you 3 weeks ago at the state basketball tournament, and we were able to enjoy that event and activity. And here we are.
It feels like months ago.
It does feel like months ago. And Chris, when we think about that anxiety overall, What's the message overall from your leadership at both the Athletic Association, Girls Union, back especially to kids, knowing that there is still a very good possibility that a lot of them will not get to have that senior season? And you know, what's that overarching message as you think about what this could mean ultimately, not just for spring and summer, but for the kids as they move on and graduate, especially that senior class?
So for us right now, we really are stressing, you know, at least for our staff and the things that we're getting done, to try and provide any opportunity we can for these kids and their schools, and, you know, specifically those seniors. We want to be flexible as the schedule allows us, you know, realistically to make that happen, because we want them to get that opportunity. I'm thinking about these kids every single day and get them getting to compete, but more so just getting back to that familiar schedule, getting back with their friends, getting back to those extracurricular activities, just getting back to school, seeing those teachers, being around their friends. And you know what? Extracurriculars and sports are a huge part of that. So we want to do what we can to provide that, you know, that sense of normalcy. And even if it's hope right now, that's what it is. And if there's some way that we can play a part in that at the Athletic Association and capping that off with a postseason or heck, even a state tournament opportunity, that would be awesome.
That's Chris Cuellar. He's Communications Director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, joining us here. Chris, I do appreciate your time. There's many, I'm sure, other questions we could be asking, but it seems like, generally speaking, we're going to learn a lot more as the weeks unfold, even if they feel like months. We appreciate all you've done for our station over the past several years to get us to cover state tournaments, and I can tell you for free that we really, really look forward to the next time that we see you, if Pella, Knoxville, Indianola, and so on are up at state.
Andrew, I hope I can catch you out at a sporting event before too long. it was good chatting with you, and I'm happy to help anytime.